Everyone will take something different away from this Fifi, Fev and Byron show catch-up. But anyone can take away pizzas from Pizza Religion on Wednesday nights for 25% off. Conditions apply. Pizzareligion.com.au. Fifi, Fev and Byron.
101.9 The Fox.
Our next guest barely needs an introduction, but we will obviously do one because it's what you do at the start. You go right back to fast forward. Kath and Kim, she played Sharon in Kath and Kim, all the movies, Babe, Babe Pig in the City. The new movie that's out this Thursday you want to check out is called Three Summers.
Another year, another festival.
This is Queenie wishing you all a folking good night.
Welcome
Hello.
Back to the show.
Oh, nice to be back. You've spooked me out, though.
I know.
With your Halloween-y business that's going on here.
We've gone all out decorating the studio. I didn't know whether it was the Halloween decorations or Fev impersonating Sam Smith that might have spooked you out then, because that was quite scary.
Sam Smith giving birth, I think.
Come on.
No, I'm being mean. I'm being mean, but I think actually I'm waiting for the CD to drop. Your next CD to drop.
Sure. I gave Magda my seat and I've got a moon boot on.
He's got the moon boot here. Let me have the seat because I'm a shorty and a real gent.
Real gent.
Magda, it is
can't sing,
Halloween,
but a real gent.
It is Halloween. Get into the Halloween thing?
They do in my street, but I'm the bitch old neighbour that just doesn't answer the door. No, sometimes I go like, oh, I should get a bowl of lollies, but I kind of like, should I be promoting sugar? No, I don't. I actually love it. I think it's really fun. And in my street, like the kids go crazy.
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely adorable. And I try to, if I've got time, have something for them.
Now, Magda, Three Summers comes out on Thursday, and you play radio announcer.
I do. Yeah.
No, I could have given you some tips.
Oh, you could have.
Mate, I went to radio school.
You did not.
How was that? Was it fun?
It was really fun.
A festival, a music festival, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's about, and who doesn't love a folk festival? I do. I actually love a folk festival. I'm that freak. I am that freak. Kumbaya. Kumbaya lesbian, that's me. It's a really fun film. It's Ben Elton, who's just sharp as a tack. It's very sort of warm, welcoming kind of film. Great performances, great music, just
great
fun. And as I was saying to you guys before, like at the film festival, when they can be an icy crowd, you know. People were literally cheering and clapping through the film, and that's very rare. So it's a fun time.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So good to have an Australian film in our cinemas on Thursday. Yeah. And back to the character. Do you know what I find? Being a radio announcer and Fev being a radio announcer as of a year.
Like
18
2 months, years.
All my year in the business.
But 2 years.
Magda,
a great radio host.
Is it true? Because a few of my mates having played radio announcers, it is one of the, I mean, we are caricatures. Like I imagine as an actor when you get given a radio host, you can just, why are we so laughing?
Don't look at me dressed as Gargamel, Magda.
I love the way you're relating to this because it's really all about you.
I
love that.
Hey, that's what always happens. Always happens.
She's a sort of very rural, you know, very specific kind of,
that's not you.
Off the grid sort of community radio announcer. So she's that very particularly kind of earnest kind of. Oh, good on you. Yeah, very supportive.
Just quickly, I just want to bring this up. Kath and Kim.
Yeah.
You've got to be so rapt that show's back on TV. Like, I've been watching all the episodes. It just never gets old. Like, that is one of the great TV series.
And
to come back on, people love it.
I know. It's been amazing. Seriously, I get mobbed by gangs of 11-year-old girls going, Sharon! Dude, I'm 56. This is, like, hilarious. And I love the fact that these whole new generations are growing up with all the lingo that, you know, we sort of put out there into the world, and it's just going to keep that vernacular, keep it nice.
Yeah,
well,
nice.
Even Halloween, Sharon Strzelecki is a popular Halloween costume.
No,
people get around the Sharon Strzelecki.
Oh, my God, I love that. I love that more than I'm beside myself. Like, I love that so much.
Well,
and
maybe
in future
girls.
Halloweens, they'll dress up as Queenie. From Three Summers.
Who was
the
what?
New character in the future?
Oh,
they can dress up
It's all about Shazza.
Yeah, it's all about Shazza. Who?
Nah. You've had so many successful characters, you can't even remember the most recent one you played.
No, that's true.
You're on fire.
It's all just a blur.
It's a new film, Three Summers. It's in cinemas this Thursday. You've got to see this. And Magda Zabanski, thanks so much for joining us on a Halloween edition of Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Thank you for having me. Love
what a
be
legend.
Here.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
A lot of Bachelor rumours flying around, guys.
Yeah, there is, Byron. And the big one broke yesterday. yesterday in the Woman's Day. It was all over Daily Mail that the great Spin King, Australian cricketer, is in the greatest cricketers of all time this century. Top five, number four. Superstar, Shane Warne, the next Bachelor.
I don't believe anything in a magazine until I hear it from the horse's mouth.
Well, the horse's mouth last night, we went around his house for a poker night. Ooh, and I walked in with a bottle of scotch and gave it to him and said, congratulations on being the new Bachelor, Shane. And he went to town. He went off and he just said how, because it's so hard being Warney, you know, there's photos in the paper of his, you know, his ex-wife, who's still really good friends with Simone, the mother of their kids, putting the bins out. Oh, what's going on? Every stuff gets written about him all the time that is so untrue. And he has to deal with that. His kids have to deal with that. I was sitting at the table also with his dad, his son Jackson, and he said the Daily Mail wrote all this stuff and how he's going to be doing it for $1 million. He's never spoke to anyone. His managers have never spoke to anyone. Not Channel 10, not any publicity.
It's purely made up.
It's purely made up for The Bachelor to get a little bit of headlines, and they've used his name in conjunction with that. So he said to me, because he tried to get on, a few other people from other radio stations were texting him last night because I was sitting next to him. And I was like, don't dial them. Come on, our radio station. But he didn't want to talk, but he goes, can you clear this up for me and say it out publicly that he's not going to be the next Bachelor. There's no way he's going to be the next Bachelor. And he's pretty happy what he's doing, Shane. He lives a good life. He travels overseas all the time. He's a great dad to his kids. And I reckon the media should just lay off him, get off his back, and just let him be.
I saw on Twitter, and he said when he tweeted that he's got family. You know, his kids read all this.
This is so hurtful for me and my children, and it's total lies. And then we just said a bit of a number to Shane, if you do it. And Jackson said, don't do that, Dad. It's embarrassing. So there's no way he's going to be doing it. And you get stuff written about you, Boxy. I get stuff written about you. And there was a picture of him saying, the Daily Mail put up a picture of him at the races saying, Shane was at the Cox Plate, you know, just because he's going to be the new Bachelor. He's getting out and about.
Oh, come
that
on.
Picture was 2 years ago at Flemington. Shane was up the country doing a gig.
That's unbelievable.
On Cox Plate Day.
Bad, isn't
it? But they can put that in. And you just think that what, you know, Chris Gayle's gone through now, and he's been acquitted for what he did. And also Rebel Wilson. People put this stuff in the paper and the magazines, and they're not being held accountable. But I reckon the tide's turning, so
be very
careful what you write about Warney.
I agree, and I love, because when Warney mentioned his kids, because I feel like that when they write things about me, but Trixie's so young, she's not hearing that yet. But I tell you what, when she's old enough to start understanding, I'm warning them. If they write anything that
litigious.
Hurts my child or her reputation, I will.
Don't worry.
Do a rebel.
Don't worry. My kids can
read. I'm a rebel without a cause.
My kids read Google. I'm stuffed.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
I know you both very well, Byron and Fev. I know your strengths. I know your weaknesses.
Yeah, not too many of them.
Yesterday you both decided to try out a skill that I don't think either of you have. Now, I want to relive this because out of nowhere, both of you started doing impersonations. Now, I'll start with you, Fev. So we were talking about the fact that Hughesy, Dave Hughes, had bought one of the houses on the block for $3 million. Yep. You were ropeable about it, but you also decided to impersonate Hughesy.
He's three mil. He's living in pay me rent.
Is that your Dave?
That's how he talks.
It's not how he talks.
He screams.
So that's really bad. That's
Hughesy.
You sound like a magpie.
Anyway. Now, Boxy, peek behind the curtain.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get. Life is like a box of chocolates.
No, that's not Forrest Gump either. Oh.
That's solid. I don't mind that. I don't think his Hughesy is great, but I thought his Forrest Gump was pretty good.
Well, okay, you and your glass house need to sit over there for a second, Byron, because then I was telling a story about how Bruce McAvaney once called my dad and called the house that I lived in and how excited I got, and then out of nowhere, you were impersonating Bruce McAvaney very badly.
You're special. Just wanted to let you know.
I just can't remember.
Clever.
That's a terrible impersonation too. What happened in the studio yesterday.
I reckon we nailed it.
I didn't mind it. And more I think about it, I reckon Fez Hughesy wasn't bad either. I was a bit harsh at the time. I listened back to it. Not bad.
Well, I got even more annoyed because my boyfriend, he said to me yesterday, I thought you were a bit harsh on the boys. I thought they were quite good.
There we go.
Thank you, Stephen.
Well, I've told Stephen that I'm his girlfriend. You're not friends with those two, so always side with me.
Can you give us his number? No. You don't even let us talk to him.
No.
Do you know what the best thing about getting shot on the behind is?
What?
You can get all the ice cream you can eat.
Okay.
Baba.
131060.
Shrimp potato.
131060. Have you been told that you're bad at impersonation? So do you try and break one
and
out?
I was
like,
running.
Ferb constantly tries to be Forrest Gump, and we constantly tell him he needs to work on it.
But remember Morgan Freeman.
Maybe your friends think you're really bad at an impersonation. Call us, run it by us, and we'll tell you.
Well,
like, maybe we can help you tweak it a little bit and get it into the zone.
This would be good for people's confidence who, like Fev and I, are told we can't do impersonations, but we just need that little bit of encouragement. So do call us on 131060. This will be your safe place to call with your impressions, please.
Yeah.
Do call. Morgan Freeman now, Fev.
My name is Morgan Freeman.
No, it's not.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
In the meantime, we're talking about your friends or your mates who do really bad impersonations, because I've got two friends here in the studio with me who yesterday attempted, well, Fev attempted a Dave Hughes.
Easy. Size 3, he's 3 mil. He's living in baby ring.
Is that your Dave
That's
Hughes?
That's how he talks.
Appalling.
Oh, please.
So bad. And then Byron attempted Bruce McAvaney.
You're special. Just wanted to let you know.
I just can't remember.
Clever.
That's a terrible impersonation too.
Do you watch Channel 7?
I don't often say this,
yeah,
but Gargamel nailed that. That was
Bruce.
That's
McAvaney.
Bruce. Mine not so Hughesy, but he was very good.
I actually think yours was better than Byron's, if
really?
I was going to show favourites.
Favola knows talent when he hears it, doesn't he?
Have a look at the Lishko special.
No, they're both awful. Anyway,
oh,
we have...
Don't be like that.
Yeah, Koshy's the best.
Just read the weather.
Oh. Have you been told you're really bad? And maybe we'll have you back. Kyle from Berry. Hi, Kyle.
I like that, Koshy.
How are you going?
Good, Kyle. Kyle, do you have an impersonation that your friends think's a bit off?
I don't know about off, but I can do a pretty good Scooby-Doo.
Oh, okay. For the next call is don't tell us what you are, so we can
guess. Oh, we guess. Good. We should have talked about that before. Yeah.
My mistake.
That's okay.
No, Kyle, not your fault. Off you go, Scoobies.
Hello, Reggie.
That was very good, Kyle. I can't believe his friends, much like Fev and I, who have great talent, but we're not supported by our friends. Do your friends tell you that's not good?
I don't know. I haven't done it in a while.
Wait,
it's good.
Bring it out.
Oh, guys, I've got one. Who am I?
Oh, that's actually very good.
What the hell? This thing's gone off.
It just set off one of our Halloween decorations.
Oh,
that was
Sarah.
That's my Donald
Warren
Duck, guys.
Wow.
Hi, Sarah.
Where do you go to from there?
Sarah, are you there? Hey, Sarah.
Yes, hi.
Happy Halloween, Sarah.
Happy Halloween, guys. How are you?
We're great. We're celebrating really bad, horrible impersonations. Have you got one, Sarah?
Yes, I got one. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Chandler Bing.
Janice.
Who am I?
Janice.
Her name is Janice,
that's right.
Is it the nanny? Is it the nanny?
No, from Friends.
From Friends, yeah.
Good. Exactly, that's right.
That was great. No, that's not Nanny Fine.
Fine.
No, that's Fran Drescher. Sarah was being Janice off Friends.
It could be one or the other.
Chandler Bing's girlfriend.
Both very good for either of them. For those playing before, Thief was Donald Duck, by the way.
Thank you. But also to have the two guys in the room that can't do impressions critique Sarah, not know what she is.
No, she was very good.
Good. Brandon in Croydon Hills. Hi, Brandon.
Hello, how are you?
Great, Brandon. Are you impersonating Arnold Schwarzenegger at the moment?
I am. It's fantastic, and I love to be on the park. It's my favourite station. It's not a Duma at all. Come on!
it was sort of Schwarzenegger if he was a South African expat. Oh, wow.
Can you do your thing for an out?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, she's good. She's good, isn't she?
Clever!
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
We're a bit fired up in the studio this morning, not just because it's Halloween, but We want to keep fighting for the Chadstone Bowls Club. You may recall a couple of months ago, the ladies from the Chadstone Bowls Club, knowing that the Stonington Council were going to get rid of their bowls club, made a video to help save it. And it went viral. Of course, it was to Beyonce, Single Ladies.
It was the best video ever.
It was brilliant. The ladies did a great job. Now, last night, council meeting, Stonington Council had the big meeting and their decision came down, and not a good one.
No.
We're crossing now to Denise from the Chadstone Bowls Club. Are you there, Denise?
I am here. Very despondently looking out at the green thinking, this will all be gone soon.
No, Denise. Now, can I say what went down last night? Councillor Matthew Cotchie, he got up and he said they are going to get rid of the bowls club, and it's in place of this big memorial park or this stadium that will have tennis club, lacrosse, is that right? So they're trying to replace your bowls club with a big stadium.
Well, the tennis club is our sister club. That's already here, and the lacrosse club as well. What the decision is that the bowls club will be bulldozed to make way for an indoor netball basketball stadium. They've thrown us a bone by saying, listen, you know, your two beautiful grass greens, yeah, they'll be bulldozed, but you can have a puny synthetic green instead. And isn't that great? Because it's a win-win for everyone.
Oh, that's not a win.
Denise, is there? No, this is not a win. And we, you know, admittedly, we weren't there last night, and maybe we should have been to fight for you because it seems like the decision's been made. But we don't want to let this go. Is
can
there?
You appeal?
What's the next process, and how can we help you?
Yeah, we're not going to leave any stone unturned. I think this was a really good example of ageism. You know, ageism is alive and well in Stonington. This decision really was to put young sports people in a place where old sports people already are.
Yeah.
So we'll be going to the Human Rights Commission, go through the courts. We will fight to the very end. We may be old, but we are resilient.
Oh, we love that, Denise.
I love that, Denise. But couldn't they cut up your lawn and replace, keep the grass and put it where the synthetic is going to be so you still get your same grass?
Well, Fev, we won't be getting the same thing. They've said, you know, instead of two grass greens, we'll get one. Well, that's really not a lot for tournaments and competitions.
Yeah.
We haven't got any facilities then for our kitchen or our bar, and that's how we make our money through fundraising efforts. So this is just a slow death sentence for us. But, Fev, I know you've had a great comeback, and that gives me hope that, yes, things are not over yet.
Oh, that's a lesson.
You know
a lesson.
What? Actually, Denise, you know what we should do? Because, we need to protect the heritage of clubs and the community. And you know what,
Let's do
Denise,
another skit.
We were thinking we should make another viral video, help you guys, if the other ladies want to be involved too. And Fev is happy to be front and centre in it. You don't know this, Fev, but Byron and I have already come up with a song.
We've even picked the music.
Use.
Instead of the popular Limp Bizkit hit Rollin', we would keep bowling, 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 bowling.
Goes like this, Denise.
Oh, it's a shame. It's not playing. I hate this system so much, you have no idea.
That's a real shame.
Make it play. Oh, that's annoying.
Anyway, it would be great, Denise, because we want to continue the fight for you. We want to get the campaign going again.
Oh, thank you. Well, that is on. We have already thought about releasing another video to fund our legal campaign. So we will keep you posted and,
Here it is.
Keep bowling, 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 bowling.
Keep bowling, 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 bowling. Denise, you and the ladies will look amazing in that video clip.
Well, Denise, when you do the video, if you want me to come down and be involved, just let me know and I'll come down and shoot it with you.
Oh, thank you,
and we can
Fev,
raise some money.
Fev could
be
the Fred Durst hat backwards. This could really have something
I'm
going.
I'm serious.
Yeah,
I'll help
I know you are. Hold the line, Denise. This is not over.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
We were only saying a couple of weeks ago when this Harvey Weinstein saga was unravelling that now more people would be outed in Hollywood as having behaved behaved inappropriately and committed assaults. And yesterday, you may have heard, Kevin Spacey is in the firing line now. Allegations made by an actor, Anthony Rapp. You might know him from Star Trek Discovery, yeah. But I've never watched Star Trek. Anyway, Anthony's 46 now. And he has spoken out about an incident that happened at a party in 1986.
32 years ago.
Yes, so he was 14 at the time. And he explained that he was mucking around with Kevin Spacey, who picked him up and taken him into a bedroom and then landed on top of him. And he was very uncomfortable and had to push him off. And fortunately, nothing happened to him other than that. But for a 14-year-old... and the fact that he's held on to this for this many years and he's only felt that he can come out and talk about it now, what is interesting, and this is really hard and confronting, because when you're a fan of an actor or a person with a big profile like Kevin Spacey, who I am, and House of Cards,
great show,
favourite series, and you think, wow, Kevin Spacey, isn't he amazing? And then he came out yesterday and he retaliated, but it's a really interesting retaliation because he chose, instead of addressing these allegations of assault against a 14-year-old boy, he's decided to finally confirm what was obviously not a well-kept secret, yeah, in Hollywood, that he's in fact gay. So instead of acknowledging this man, Anthony, and the fact that he felt assaulted at such a young and vulnerable age, Spacey said, and I'll read it, "As those closest to me know, in my life I've had relationships with both men and women. I've loved and had romantic encounters with men throughout my life, and I choose now to live as a gay man. I want to deal with this openly and honestly, and that starts with examining my own behaviour." What about jumping on the 14-year-old?
Yeah.
When are you going to acknowledge that? And people are saying he's hiding that alleged assault. He's hiding behind, I'm finally coming out.
Yes, and I think you said that he can't remember the incident, but he was drunk.
Interesting. What's strange about this, and obviously we've got to tread very lightly, but way back...
2005.
Fev found this on Twitter way back in 2005. And again, we're not saying anything other than this was part of a Family Guy episode. A Family Guy episode in 2005 with this reference.
I've escaped from Kevin Spacey's basement. Help me!
And that was a little baby, a little child.
So that was Stewie.
Stewie,
but
yeah.
So regardless of the facts of the matter, it's enough of a reference in Hollywood for it to make that episode.
That was 12 years ago,
2005.
And it's like everyone talks now about Harvey Weinstein. It was a joke that he was such a ladies' man,
right?
And people make these jokes, more serious. I think it's great that people are having the bravery and the courage to come out and talk about these things.
And the producers of House of Cards have come out and axed the show.
Gone.
See, it's gone. Yeah. So you'd kill him off, wouldn't you? And it's a great show.
Yeah, what do you do? It's a great show.
Keep it going.
Yeah, keep it going. Just get him off.
Yeah.
You love that show?
I do love that show.
Corker.
No, you wouldn't keep me. He's gone.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
And it seems like the right day, Halloween, to confirm that we are not letting Draculas leave Carlton, leave our very own city without a big hurrah. We said yesterday, and you may have picked up on this, we're not happy with Draculas going. Well, I'm not. I'm looking at Fevy shaking his head. I have never been, and I always thought, there's just always something you imagine it'll be there forever. Mm. So at any time I wanted to go to Dracula's, I could pop in. And now there's a countdown. It's going. So I thought we should all, as a show, book out the restaurant.
Great.
Go along, have a great night at Dracula's, take everyone listening with us, whoever wants to come.
That's a great thought you had, Boxy.
I know, and I didn't run it by you, because the thing is, Fev's terrified of scary things.
Mate, I walked in here this morning, and it was pitch black, and that big spider thing, and it makes a noise when you walk past it. I jump that high. Lucky no one was in here. I get so scared. And I drive past that every day for 12 years on the way to Optus Oval for my footy training, to my job.
Yeah.
And I'd look at it and I'd go, that doesn't look like it's fun in there.
Well,
it just freaks you out.
There's a ghost train. It's going to be amazing. So we're going to do a big night there. But we are going to cross now to Heidi, who is from Dracula's. Are you there, Heidi?
Happy Halloween, everybody.
See, that's scary.
Heidi, I mentioned tonight's a big night at Dracula's, is it?
oh my gosh, it's huge. And people say to us, what are you doing? Are you doing something special? And I say, well, actually, it's like Halloween every night, Dracula's.
Just do anything.
Katie, a big question, because you may have heard a few weeks ago when we heard you were leaving and the Dracula's was closing down. We started a campaign to save you guys because we didn't want you to close down. Can you tell Melbourne why? Why is Dracula's closing down?
Oh, look, it's the outpour of grief that we've had has been quite overwhelming. It's we've been around a long time, Fifi. We've been 37 years now in Melbourne and 30 years on the Gold Coast, which is still going strong. But Dracula's Melbourne, it just seems to be the end of an era for us. And as much as we're still opening 4 to 5 nights a week and people are coming along and enjoying it, the future bookings weren't there. So rather than run the place into the ground, we thought we'd go out on a high.
Oh, well, yes. Heidi, we want to join you and we want to go out on the high with you.
Would
we be able to book out the restaurant? We've got a tentative date here that Fev's agreed to.
He just agreed then as Fev looked at him.
Would Thursday, November 16 be good to book out the restaurant for...
Oh, she said it's booked out.
Oh, no, I don't think I did. look, we're booked out Fridays and Saturdays, but I reckon we could put a few seats aside for a Thursday night, absolutely.
Yay! Okay, excellent. Well,
we might need the whole joint. Is that all right?
Oh, that's great. Done.
Okay.
There we go.
That was easy.
Okay. So if you're listening, thank you, Heidi, for coming on, and we can't wait to see you for the last hurrah at Dracula's.
Oh, that'll be so much fun. I can't wait to get Fev on the ghost train.
Oh yeah.
Mate, the kids, we went to Luna Park on the weekend, and I didn't even go on the ghost train. My little niece, who's like 2, was on it. All my nieces and my kids. No, thank you.
Just to look at you, you don't look scared of anything.
Yeah, but it's just people going, ah, it's like, come on, man,
no,
I don't need that.
No.
Okay. Keep listening, because we're going to do this. This is now absolutely confirmed from Heidi. She's one of the owners of Dracula's, along with her 2 brothers, Paul and Mark. She's confirmed Thursday, November 16th will be our big night. Keep listening to Fifi, Fev and Byron. If you want to join us, we've basically booked the whole place out.
Yeah.
So stand by.
We'll tell you how, in coming days, we'll tell you how to get tickets.
Ring-a-ding-ding, Honky's the King just said, mate, do I have to ring up to go to this Dracula's gig or do I get a ticket?
Well, Honky's almost part of the show, I reckon.
He thinks he's part of the... He's just employed.
The Honky's in.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Now, Byron, you've known me before I had Trixie, and Fev, you haven't, but Trixie's been so good for me. Because I'm now more fun than I was. No, I'm not kidding. Like, before Trixie, I hated fancy dress. In fact, if friends had fancy dress parties, I just wouldn't go. There was something about getting dressed up. Mm. And didn't care about Halloween. Like, I was that sort of stingy, not stingy, but I was living by myself in Paran at the time. And I remember in, like, one of those little cottages. And everybody would walk up and down the street. And all the, like, we were all attached. What do you call them? Workmen's cottages. And they were all attached. And every house on every side was all decorated. And I hated that I felt like I had to.
Right.
Because I felt like it was peer pressure. And I was like, I don't want to do that. And then I just, like, close my door and pretend I wasn't home.
You're basically Scrooge. You're the Scrooge of Halloween.
No, or I just go out because I felt it really confronting to just, I didn't. But now it's like I've blossomed into
fun. Now you're those other houses.
I'm fun.
You're fun, Mum.
I'm so into Halloween. I'm more into it than Trixie. I've been baking and making all little things for the...
I reckon you might be more into it than Trixie because when you're making cupcakes and you involve Trixie, you pushed her to the side because she was making them wrong.
Well, we were making eyeball cupcakes and they have like a red squiggle that's the veins in your eyes and she was just all over the shop with it. And I said, honey, let Mummy do that because I make them look better.
You've gone from not involved to far too involved.
Yeah, and then I was dipping marshmallows in chocolate but she was dunking them in and I just wanted that perfect rim around the side. Yeah.
Trixie's mistake was... Well, she was trying to have fun.
No, I let her do things like put the M&Ms on top, just easier stuff.
So what's she wearing tonight?
Okay.
Costumes.
So, well, I've been going through costumes. So, you know, supermarkets have all the costumes and then over the last couple of days they've, like, slashed the prices. So I've, like, bought, like, a pumpkin pot costume for $4 yesterday and then I bought a witch costume and a little red devil costume.
Saw that on Instagram yesterday.
Yeah, I had her in that last
night. She looked really cute.
So cute.
Had her as the little red devil. And then the day before, I had her dressed up as the witch, practicing the witch. Anyway, so she's got kinder today and they're all going in their Halloween costume. So I said to her last night, look, you know, Mummy's nailed it. You look like a great devil or you look like a great witch. I said, which one are you going to go as? And she said, Elsa. No. What are you going? No, you got 2 options. She's like, Ariel. Honey, it's Halloween. Look,
oh, that's all right.
I know, but I've even got the cobwebs around the house. I've got jack-o'-lanterns. Oh, I'm trying to do the spooky eerie thing.
But it's not about you. It's about dressing up your daughter.
Okay.
And if she wants to go as Ariel, let her go as Ariel.
Okay, that's fine. It's just... It's not the Little Mermaid.
What are you doing?
Day 44 on the Fox. Hey, stick around because Fev's got a bit of a history lesson. You think you know about Halloween? Fev has the real story behind this festive occasion.
Research
coming up.
Fifi, Fev, and Byron.
Beef, it's Halloween.
Ooh, Halloween.
Yes, it's Halloween, guys.
Byron's dressed up as Gargamel from The Smurfs.
He is, and he looks great. Never looked better.
And
when you think of Halloween, what do you guys think of? What is it?
Witches, ghosts, cobwebs, Gargamel.
Tradition-wise, it's very American.
Pumpkins. Jack-o'-lanterns, actually.
Jack-o'-lanterns. It's trick-or-treat. You go knock. So I thought I'd do a bit of history on Friday for today.
Friday?
Yes,
what?
I did it Friday.
You did some research?
Yeah, I just did some research.
Hold on. Stop the music.
Did some research.
You did some research for the show.
Are you okay?
I did.
Is everything all right at home?
I think so.
Did the PlayStation break?
I was in
did Foxtel break down?
No, Foxtel was on. It was in the middle of an innings of baseball.
Okay.
So I just
music
thought,
yeah, back.
Anyway, so everyone thinks it's American. You're American or half American.
Half American.
Half
it's not
American.
Really.
Everyone
I
thinks
am.
It's a big American tradition. That the Americans brought it over and it's, kids go knock and it's all about dressing up in costumes and getting lollies. But... Here's some facts for you, Boxy.
Oh, good.
Did you know that it's a medieval Christian tradition that's held on the Halloween or Hallowtide on the eve of All Saints Day? Did you know that?
Well, I am a medievalist.
Well, did you know that?
And I the did reason know that they it was got a pagan trickle, festival.
Well, the reason they got the trick or treat is because the poor used to go visit the homes of the wealthy and they offered a prayer to depart the household because it's believed that the more prayers meant the soul would be likely to be saved.
So hang on, a prayer to depart the household? Why would they
want
to leave their house?
Because the people that had died, so they thought
the
spirits, and they used to go knock on their doors to get food and beer because they had no money.
So what was the trick? So they'd say trick or treat?
No, it was called souling. Yeah, there
so
you go.
So they'd
you
rid
didn't know
the
that,
rich people of the bad spirits and they'd get food.
Yep.
It's a good rort.
Yes, and the Halloween costumes come from... Jump that music up.
I'm just trying to add a bit of drama. It needs something.
No, the Halloween costumes
so
come
far
from...
So far, you're just reading off Wikipedia.
No, but I'm... Well, what do you want me to do? I was supposed to do this later, the second break, but no, because we didn't have anything. They go, put it on you now. But the Scottish and the British brought it over.
Yeah.
They brought it over.
To Australia?
To America.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, in 1814 they brought it over.
Right.
And then in about 1930... They started to do this knock on the door.
Yeah.
And they started doing that. And then in the 1950s...
Where'd that come from?
The 1950s, the Americans...
Commercialised
it.
Yeah.
And now it's a billion-dollar industry over there.
So what's the trick bit? Where did trick or treat come from?
Well, they brought it in because they wanted the kids to come in. Cause they wanted to make... Well, as you just said, they wanted to...
Commercialise it, yes.
So they started handing out candies because they used to use the lanterns. They used to hold the lanterns up and they'd knock on their door and it was all about the soul and all that sort
Who's
of
Who's they again? Who's they?
The medieval Christians. They come over from Scotland
gotcha.
And England.
No, good, just recap.
But the
quick
Americans
recap.
Think it's theirs, but it's not theirs.
It's not an American tradition. That's a bit of a bombshell.
Go back to the bit when it was in Scotland or England and it was just poor people just getting free beer. Do you wish it was back there?
I do that all the time. I go knock on doors and get free beer. That was an awesome raid.
That was a history lesson. Thank you, Brendan.
He
just
Gargamel.
Threw the paper at me.
Fifi, Fev and Byron are great if you're after a laugh. But if you're after a deal on Melbourne's best pizza, order takeaway from Pizza Religion on Wednesday nights. And you'll get 25% off. Conditions apply. Pizzareligion.com.au.